This is Megan.
This is Wait, are we going? Yeah, yeah, that was good. Hi, guys.
Oh, that's awkward. Hi, everybody.
How's everyone been?
I hope great.
Welcome to Two Girls Walk Into a podcast. I'm Paige.
I'm Megan, as you heard from my singing.
I feel like we always forget to do that. Like our intro.
We forget to do a lot of crucial things that make us what they are.
Should we start out
speaking
with
of
the
one of,
riddle?
We should.
I don't remember what it was.
So I let Joe pick it out.
It was your first mistake.
And it was silly. And I don't have it up, but it was along the lines of like the man who makes it doesn't use it. The man who's in it doesn't
Wasn't
know
that
he's
the last
in
one?
It. No, I think that was the one we did last.
Was it?
It was Coffin. I'm pretty sure.
It was Coffin, but I feel like that.
Yeah.
I don't
know, y'all.
What is life anymore?
This is what happens when I don't pick the riddles, because then I'm not invested in them. And so I just don't care.
Well, guys, we're coming at you live from Meg's living room. Can I say the town?
Sure.
The borough of Hat.
Which is funny. They really play on that here because there's like a hat.
Is there a hat store?
There's hats everywhere. And like just decals.
But is there a hat store?
Probably.
Are you going to buy a decal for your car?
No. Should I?
Probably.
Do I seem like rude if I don't?
I feel like you need to buy in.
I'm not buying in yet. I'm not there yet.
You're not there? I that main drag? What is that? York?
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's great.
Shops?
The thing is, however,
restaurants?
Is they have this like weird thing up here where all the stores
are
like special. Yes, but they're all like creepy specialty stores.
Right.
So they go out of business. Like my most recent one is batteries and light bulb store. There was physically a lampshade repair store. Like all
that's
the store
really
did was repair lampshades.
Is it closed?
It's closed.
I think there was a photographer. I don't know
a
if
photographer.
He, my infamous communion picture.
Yes. It's hilarious. Can we Instagram that? Can I put that on Insta?
Yeah, probably. We
Heck
need
yeah.
to post on that more.
I
sorry,
know.
Y'all.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, I'm pretty sure our photographer was
photographer.
Photographer. He was from the borough.
He probably was.
Or it was, I think it was the borough. I don't, or it was Chestnut Hill. I don't remember.
You're wasteful. You're wasteful. You just wasted all that time.
Anyway.
Can I just give a shout out to your outfit right now?
Why?
Paige is in head to toe black.
Okay, listen.
There is not a drop of color on her.
I have a white shirt underneath.
It doesn't matter.
I wore these pants and these boots to work, and I had a tan sweater on with a white camo.
You're not fooling anybody. You're in head to toe black right now. I have gotten into that noggin, and I'm not leaving.
Lord. No, there's literally no excuse for
Paige's coming over to the dark side.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
Look at you.
Black is slimming. Isn't that what they say?
Black is
Isn't
amazing.
That what the kids say?
Paige is slowly turning into
no.
me.
If you cut into my soul, it would still bleed pink. Am I right?
How does one cut into a soul?
Ask a soulologist.
You're done for the day. You're done. You're done. We'd also like to give a shout out
to
our Halloween costume.
Don't say her name.
I'm not going to. And I don't care what she says. Talking about her does not constitute the same as saying her name. But
unfortunately, she won.
Our stupid friend won because
she was Dayman.
She was Dayman from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'd like to give a shout out also to Alyssa Gustavino for being Nightman.
So should we give?
It was fabulous.
Should we split it up?
We should just give it solely to Alyssa and nothing to the other one.
100%.
Yeah.
The other one.
The other one.
Ugh. Do you want to hear something crazy that happened to me the other day?
100%.
So I was out. I forget where I was.
That is crazy.
Anyway, I know that's so rare. But a random number popped up in my phone. It's a very exciting because you're like, who's this number and who's texting me?
They're all scam artists. That's all I've learned.
And I was like, oh my God, who's this number? Like, I'm like, this is exciting. Who could this be?
Telefund.
Who could this be?
Okay. Who was it?
Okay. I just, mind you, I'm at, I don't know, maybe I'm at my local bar. I'm out at a place. The text message read, hello.
Oh, wait, it was a text?
Text message, yeah.
Oh, No. And I was like, Paige, people get strange calls all the time. That is exciting.
I don't get excited about that.
You're
but
right.
It's a text message.
I'm excited now.
So now I'm like, who could this be? Look at the phone. It said, hello, your table at PF Chang's is ready. First of all, wasn't at PF Chang's. Second of all, who gave my number? And thirdly, I wish I was at PF Chang's.
And fourth, there's some poor desperate soul who's just waiting for his table at PF Chang's.
Didn't know his table was ready.
Well, that's what you get for giving a wrong number.
Yeah, also, I would like to be at PF Chang's.
Never been.
You're not into the Chinese food.
I'm not.
I'll say one thing. And one thing only.
You're very serious right now.
I think it's their chicken lettuce wraps. I could eat those every day for lunch for the rest of my life.
Maybe it's a marketing scheme.
And they're,
maybe they're trying to get
amazing.
You back. Because now, look at, all you're thinking about is PF Chang's.
I'm hungry.
But like maybe they just send that out to random numbers
to get
people thinking.
Give me a little general sell.
I'm on to something here.
Give me a, you don't even like a fried rice?
I would eat rice.
Just straight up white rice?
Just straight up white rice.
What's wrong with fried rice?
Is it just hot rice?
No, like a fried rice has like egg in it and usually like peas and carrots.
No.
And it's like,
No, I don't like peas.
Sometimes there's chicken or there's pork or shrimp. You could do a shrimp fried.
But I don't get that because that's just rice with chicken.
No, but they put like soy sauce.
Oh,
like
no. I hate soy sauce. No.
That's a shame.
It's not. I've lived my life this long.
But there's so much.
Ah.
There's so much out there that you're not experiencing.
I'm fine. I'm good.
There's the whole world is out there for you. Try and
enjoy. My mom took me to dinner the other night, and I got chicken fingers and ice cream. I'm a 4-year-old. I have the palate of a 4-year-old.
Right.
I love it. I live for it.
There's just so much good out in the world.
Shut up, Paige.
All right, you're right.
God.
But anyway, PF Chang's, I see you, and I'll see you soon.
PF Chang's, kudos on your new marketing scheme. I'm real
proud
of you.
Great marketing scheme, because I am into it, and I can't stop thinking about you. I just winked at it.
She winked at the computer.
What's Jesus new with Christ. You?
Nothing. I don't even like know what day it is anymore. I feel like I'm just...
It's currently Monday.
Yeah, I'm not with it. Not being in school is like... kind of throw me off, although right. I am on a school calendar still because I work in the world of
question for
colleges
you.
Yes, answer for you.
So you work in the world of college?
Yes.
Education?
Correct.
Will you still get like a Thanksgiving break?
Yes, I do. I get.
Ooh. What about like did you go cut
no
out?
I'm good.
What about like a holiday?
So I get Thanksgiving the day after off, and then I get a full week at Christmas. That does not count my vacation. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
It's
not gonna
baloney.
Lie. It is baloney.
It's Bologna.
But it's much needed.
Oscar Mayer has
it's a
way.
Crazy place.
With BOLOGNA.
What was I going to tell you?
Wasn't that right?
BOLOGNA.
Bologna.
I don't know. I just actually just started shouting baloney. Numbers. I like my brain just started fire. Numbers? Letters. I meant letters. Oh, I'm losing it.
Ooh,
I'll start off with a
joke. You will. Okay. You'll start off with,
I'm going to start off with a story.
Let's hear it.
So as you can tell, my house is still decorated for Halloween.
I just want to let you know, that it is November.
Yeah, no, I know.
13th.
I know. And I would keep it this way forever.
Thanksgiving is next.
I'm truly
Thursday.
Doing it because, Joe's mom.
Right.
Has not been able to see it yet, and she wants to see it decorated. See and you it. Know that I don't mind taking them down. However, we did get a Christmas tree.
Real? Fake? A faker? Oh, were you allergic?
No, we're not allowed to have a real tree, I don't think.
Says who?
The landlord.
Is that in the bylaws?
You're speaking nonsense. Shut up. So,
okay. Was that in your lease?
Paige,
no
yeah.
real Christmas trees?
We're not allowed to have like anything that could...
Is your landlord Scrooge?
I'm going to kill you. I just want to tell you this crazy freaking story. It's really not crazy.
Right, I'm going to come back to this.
So, we ordered...
Did your landlord get cold? I'm sorry. Go on.
Sorry. So, we finally find this, like, really big-ass, like, Martha Stewart, like, pimped-out tree. Like,
is it expensive? Did it have the lights already on it?
I'm going to knock you unconscious.
Okay.
So beautiful. Lights already on it. Pine cones already on it. Like, that's neat. A touch. That's a Martha touch.
That's
like,
Martha
not
touch.
Only am I going to pre-light this bitch, I'm going to put pine cones in it.
Where did you find?
Home Depot. I'm getting there. Okay. I'm literally getting there.
I'll stop talking.
So we find this tree and it's already $100 off.
Yeesh.
Yeah. So we're like, we have to buy it. Like, we literally have to buy it.
Steal.
So we get a call the next morning. The sale's over. We get a call and the Home Depot people were like, listen, we only have one left in the store and it's the floor model. So me and Joe are like, all right, not ideal.
Can I backtrack?
Yeah. Yeah.
D- did you give them your number?
Okay. Let me add to that and say, I truly didn't even think to question Joe, but now I'm starting to really wonder why Home Depot.
How do they call
him? I actually have no idea.
Did he go up to the customer service counter and say, hey, you.
No.
I want that tree.
No, like we did this online. Like we bought it online. Like maybe his number was in there. That's a whole nother bag of worms we gotta unpack later.
No,
I'm very concerned.
Hey, we got the floor model left.
Hey, Joe,
come on over, Jeff.
So we collectively decided, because that's what boring adults do. This is our conversation. We were like, let's just get it. So Joe goes to get it, and there are two, I guess, younger girls who work there, and they were like, listen, we can't take this thing apart. So Joe was, it's a 7-foot tree, and Joe was just like, oh,
is it gonna fit in here?
Unclear.
Did you measure?
No.
It should.
So then
you might not be able to put a tree topper on it.
Probably not. That's okay.
That's not okay.
So they went, we don't have a box for it either.
Why?
So not only did Home Depot call Joe and wake him up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So he's like, they're literally like, this is all you. So Joe is in the
did you get like an extra 50 off?
I'm literally gonna tell you if you would just shut the freak up. Joe carries a 7-foot Christmas tree out to the parking lot. And you know Joe doesn't have the best of temperaments when he's angry.
Yes, he does. I'm just kidding.
And
love you, Joe.
He is trying to undo. Joe's never had a fig tree, so he doesn't know how it works. Trying to undo it in the parking lot without a box or without instructions. Literally is texting me like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, freaking out. They did give us $50 off. Moral of the story, we got $150 off our Christmas tree. But we don't have a box for it. And it's literally in parts upstairs. You should see
it. I'll check it out later.
It's unbelievable. But that is going to go up eventually if Joe and the tree can reconcile in time.
Is there a lot of bad blood?
There's a pine cone that is off of it. A rogue pine cone upstairs. And I think that might have been, he claims it was just happened in transition, but I'm thinking it was an angry thing.
Speaking of bad blood, Taylor Swift just dropped an album.
Oh my God.
That was an amazing segue.
That was
You're
not,
welcome.
No, because that was from an old album. See, I even know that.
But it still has to. Meg, can you not talk for a minute?
I won't.
People out there, I don't know if you're a Taylor fan or not, but I just want to let you know that her new album is a musical journey that everyone needs to take a ride on. It will take you places you've never been before with Taylor Swift. I feel like I know a whole new side of her, and I truly, truly, truly am so excited to be a part of it.
I think she's full of shit.
No.
And she's kind of
being ridiculous. No, she's not.
And none of these songs are bangers.
Yes,
there's not one of these songs I would drunk sing at a bar.
Yes, I...
Not one of them.
I would.
But you don't count. You're already a fan.
I'm just saying.
Please, if you are not a fan of Taylor Swift, or you're like, hey, you're like, hey, I like her music, but like maybe not her image, and like you're just a very non-biased party, please let me know what you think, because I think it's hot garbage.
It's not hot garbage. It's hot.
Paige just pulled out a knife in case anyone was wondering about my well-being.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you haven't given it a shot yet, I will tell you to listen to Endgame, because that is a banger.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just make a little addendum there?
No.
You can listen to it if you pay for it on iTunes, because she's not on Spotify.
Call me, and I will play it for you. And then
so strike one.
If you also are, you know, you're hesitant, but you want a taste of, you know, Taylor's old stuff, listen to New Year's Day
for $1.29 on iTunes.
I will pay for it.
Everyone, you heard it right here. Paige is gonna pay for y'all to
listen. Give me your Venmos. I will Venmo you all $1.29.
I hope this of all the podcasts we've ever had, I hope this one goes viral.
Yeah, I'll do it.
That's legally binding, what you just said.
You don't know if my fingers were crossed?
They're not. I can see them, everybody. It was a solid promise.
You don't know if my toes are crossed?
If they are, that's weird.
I crack my toes.
Enough of you.
Okay. No, I just wanted to put it out there. So Taylor, if you ever hear this.
Because you know she listens.
She might. No, I just really loved it. So if anybody out there is on Team Taylor and they want to talk about it, let's talk about it. Speaking of celebrities, Shaquille O'Neal's daughter just had a sweet 16. I want you.
That's the randomest fucking fact you could ever present to this podcast.
It's fine. I want you to guess how much they spent on her sweet 16 birthday party.
You got? Is it in my thousands or millions at least?
They spent $1 million.
Okay, so I was gonna say 1.5.
A single solitary party, one night. What do you say? 5 hours at most. $1 million.
I would have just wanted a car. I mean, but she got a car too, though. So that's not even.
She got a G wagon that was $123,000. A Mercedes G wagon.
What is Shaquille O'Neal? Is Icy Hot really like that crushing it? That he's like,
and he has Gold Bond crushing.
Oh,
it.
Gold Bond. That's probably it.
Also, he was a professional athlete.
Well, yeah. Let's not forget that. But I just think that I really think it's the
he does
Icy
have
Hot.
A lot. It's only Icy
it's
Hot.
It's just the Icy Hot.
Forget everything he's ever done.
Icy Hot.
That's it. But a million friggin' buckaroons.
But the thing is, and this is how I feel. Party? If I was rich right now and I had kids, like, they're not getting that. Like, no. I just because you have the money, like, that's, I don't get the extravagance. Like, I don't get it.
No.
For $1,000, you could have the most slam in Sweet 16. All you needed at a Sweet 16
was food.
Was food and a poppin' DJ.
Bumpin'.
Right? Yeah. That's all you needed.
That's it.
All you needed.
I could have DJ'd.
And some Forever 21 sequin shirts, because that's what like
Hundo P.
everyone wore to them.
I remember.
That was the worst year ever. I lost so much money that year.
Yeah.
When everyone had freaking Sweet 16.
Sweet 16 season, I remember I wore an outfit twice. And the entire outfit was from the LC Lauren Conrad collection at Kohl's. And I just want to thank Lauren Conrad for that outfit, because I really liked it. So
I freaking hated them, and I was so miserable.
Man, like, Sweet 16 season was,
wait, I have a good segue. Oh my god, I'm gonna present it right now. Sweet 16s were so
my super Sweet 16
long ago, but they weren't, like, I remember having a flip phone at a Sweet 16.
What's 23 minus 16?
I don't understand your question.
I just want to know how many years ago it was.
A lot. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to math. Don't put me on the spot.
I keep talking. I'm not good.
But me and Joe had this conversation. This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Me and Joe had this conversation the other day, and we were saying how we, our generation.
Icky,
right? Is like such a unique breed in that we lived in a time where you had to watch Titanic on two VHSs.
Correct.
But also a time where you can FaceTime somebody. Like, those are two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. And like, we had it all within like an instant. Like, we were just
crazy
slammed
town.
With it.
It's crazy town.
Like, I feel crazy. Like, we were having this talk and I was like,
town.
This is freaking wild. Like, when you look at 90s stuff and then you look at like
kids
the
today.
Shit we have right now.
It's like, crazy town.
I can't believe it.
No.
I can't believe an iPhone in the same generation that I had.
It makes me sick.
The little, you remember the little squeezy tubes that had like liquid in them and you would just squeeze them for fun?
Love them.
Like, how are they
loved
the same
them.
Thing? I don't understand.
I was stalking this younger girl.
Interesting.
On Insta. No, you know how like you can go to the Discover page and there's just.
Discover.
She like literally was 16 and looked like she's. Like,
oh yeah,
25.
They all look so old. It's very confusing.
I'm so happy we don't have to deal with that.
I
wouldn't make it.
I would not make it. I was not built to be a today Kylie Jenner teen.
No.
Me and Joe were at the movies the other day, and there were these girls
online.
What did
you see again?
Thor. All right,
I'm done. I don't want to talk about it.
And they were wearing crop top hoodies, and we were texting, and I was saying like,
could you see their belly button?
I'm like, it's 30 degrees.
Right.
How's that even practical? And like, I was like, we're old
leggings
people.
Or jeans?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. But
what
like,
are you
when
good for?
I was a teenager, I feel like I never felt cold either. Like, I was like, I'm not wearing a jacket. Like, I'm going to wear like a tank top in the winter.
But then again, I feel like I wore like literal leggings and a huge baggy sweatshirt.
Yeah. But like for fashion, not for like function. You didn't wear it to be comfortable.
No. Oh, no. No, no, no.
I mean, you didn't wear it to be like.
I definitely wore it to be comfortable. I mean,
you know what I meant?
It was
but I just
super
like,
fashion.
I was just like, I don't get it. I don't get. I feel old as dirt. But I also don't get how we had such like dinosaur age devices and then such fancy shit as we have now. I don't get it. I'm just having like an existential crisis.
Let's all
we're podcasting. That. We're recording ourselves on my couch and people are going to hear it later on. But when we were kids, we used to freaking throw balls at the wall. And
definitely.
That was the day. That was a Saturday.
Are you okay? Do you want to pause it?
I'm panicking, man.
Oh, God. Here we go.
The world's going nuts.
Well, you heard it here first. Oh, my God. This was Meg's mental breakdown.
This is when it happened. Mark the date.
Mark the date.
November.
Mark the time.
November.
She's not okay. She's not okay.
But no, like, legitimately, I know, just think. We had so much. The Titanic thing really got me. Thinking of how we used to have to watch it on two VHSs.
No, I do remember that.
That, to me, should not be in the same time frame as iPhones. It's mind-blowing. If anyone else wants to discuss this more at length,
no.
I'm very upset about it.
No. Can we go on to a lighter topic?
Yeah, before I freak out.
What else did I have to talk about? Oh, you know who was spotted, not rekindling, but they were spotted together, reminiscing on old times.
I don't even know what that means. Is this the Justin Bieber thing?
No, I don't want to talk about them.
I saw a funny tweet and I would just like to share it. And sure. It said, I love seeing Selena Gomez with Justin Bieber because it makes me realize that there's someone out there who makes worse decisions than I do. And I thought that was pretty hilarious.
No, I do. I agree with that.
She's a dope.
She's so much better than him. I understand whatever. There's a lot of love there.
No, I don't understand.
History.
It. No, it's garbage.
Selena, you're better than that.
You
have a new kidney. The world is your oyster.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
All right. What? What were you going to say? Who's rekindling their affections or whatever the hell you just said?
So they weren't rekindling flames, but they were just reminiscing on old times.
I don't know what that fucking means. Sorry. I'm cursing a lot. I'm just so worked up about the VHS thing.
Holy they. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, they're going to get married.
I don't think
no,
they are.
No, they're going to straight up get married.
This is the thing, Meg.
No, they've been rekindling for a while.
This is the thing, Meg. You could Google it. She's dating.
No, she's not.
A writer from SNL.
I'll Google
which
it.
I'm on board with it. I don't know what he looks like.
No.
But I'm on board with that.
No. I'm not on board with it.
Google it. Type in Emma Stone dating and search. Telling you, I go on.
I don't get how you could just be like buddy pals then with like Andrew Garfield. Like they were literally about to get married.
There's history.
I'm so tired of that. A lot of love. No.
This is the thing. It's like Demi Lovato and Wilmer.
That's different though. That I feel.
Because the age difference.
I feel very differently about that.
But you know, sometimes you're just not right for each other.
Reportedly dating.
Yeah, rumored. I said rumored. Did I? I don't know if I said rumored. But she's supposedly dating this fella.
Well, then why is she walking around town with what's his face?
They were at the Governor's Awards together. And that's where they had been spotted.
I'm really tired of being misled by the celebrity world.
No, I just...
I'm having a lot of...
My heart can't take it.
Today about all this. My heart's just like indifferent. Like you want to... Oh, he's kind of cute.
Is he cute?
My heart might be changing its tune over
but
here.
I'm on board with that.
He looks like Andrew Garfield. Like a hotter Andrew Garfield.
Emma?
Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
Ooh, spicy.
No, but like a hotter Andrew Garfield. Like similar features, like long face, bony structure.
She has a type.
She legit has a type. He's kind of hot though. Everybody, I kind of take
cute.
Back what I said.
Yeah, take it back.
I take it back.
I think this is very on brand for her. An SNL writer because she's into comedy. I think this is a good pairing. I'm sure he's a lovely fella. I'm on board. Sign me up.
I just want her to be happy.
That's
all I want for all of our celebrity friends.
To be happy. Truly.
Oh, she looks great as a blonde. I was just talking about her last night to my mom about
being blonde. She's naturally blonde.
Because I was talking about being blonde.
Excuse me?
I've been going through a lot of like existential crises this week.
Can we backtrack?
Yeah.
You're currently thinking about dyeing your hair.
I have this thought about like once every year and I never go through with it. Last year, I freaked out and just went blue instead.
You sure did.
Sure did.
I fully always support people wanting to go blonde.
I'm just very pale, and they say that...
look at me!
When you're very pale. Well, yes. I was going to say, when you're very pale, it's flattering. Except on you.
We'll talk about it. I'm getting my hair done on Saturday, if you just want to do a twofer.
Does everyone want to know where I'm going Saturday? Yes. So I'm going to Jersey Shore Alpacas. I almost don't want to tell you, because I don't want you guys to like all flock there. Jersey Shore Alpacas. It is my heart and soul. They're doing their holiday photo shoot, which is they put the alpacas.
You went to this last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we drove 2 hours to go to it.
Makes me sick.
They put on Christmas scarves, and you get to go in their little paddock and like play with them. and not play with them. You just get to take pictures of them and like pet them and feed them carrots and shit. It's the greatest day of the year, y'all. It's the best thing ever.
I am actually upset that I wasn't given an invitation.
Yeah, no, you weren't specifically. Just you.
You know I would be very on board for something like that.
Yeah, I know.
I also want to talk to you about animals.
Oh, okay. That was a good segue then. Just a night of good segue.
I know you're very on board for this, what I'm about to say. And it's not something that I've like never known. It's something that is just coming more into fruition. Good word. Thank you.
What are you talking? You're just
I have a newfound respect.
Penguins.
And love for goats.
Fucking love goats.
The ones.
That's number three.
Meg.
The Titanic thing. It really.
No.
I'm not okay. Goats.
So I recently was at a farm and you could go and feed them.
Oh my God.
And I truly felt connected.
Yeah.
To the goats.
They're amazing.
Them just jumping.
They
on
just
things.
Jump off shit. That is their entire MO in life, is to jump off shit.
I just have no words. They're just, they're incredible.
They're hilarious.
They're hilarious. Hilarious. They're spunky.
They are spunky.
Free spirits.
Paige has really, really had an experience this weekend.
No words.
There's nothing in this world that can just get me like a good old goat video.
I love them.
I remember in college.
I watched a video this morning. It's just a goat.
All day. I have plenty. I got a whole phone full of them. In college one time, I was in my room. It was after a night of drinking.
What?
You
drank in college?
I know.
What?
I was 21. In my bed.
cherry pinnacle?
It probably was. It probably was.
Oh, God.
or pink lemonade brunettes. That was always your go-to.
Should we try that soon? Just for
never, yeah,
just
okay.
For kicks,
yeah, yeah,
just like,
yeah,
all right,
yeah, yeah, right,
cool.
I was in my bed and our good friend Mara Nolan came into the room. She did not go out that night, and she was like, "Meg, what's going on? You're making so much noise in here," and I was crying. I do that all the time because I was laughing so hard, and I was just like, "Look at this friggin' video," and I was watching a loop of like a goat vine, but vines are 6 seconds, and aww. I was watching it for over an hour, just on loop. I could not
get one.
The literal same one. It was just like, it was like the goat. Oh my God. I'm going to pee my pants. It was so good. I love goats. They're amazing. They're hilarious. I'm telling you, if you're having a bad day, Google like baby goats jumping off each other. I will bet you $1 million that you will not laugh.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Can we
find a goat farm?
Goat yoga. You've seen those videos.
Oh, yeah. And they just jump off you and stuff.
It's a dream.
It's all I could want in this world.
It's a little.
Not doing exercise while being distracted by funny animals.
Need it.
Love it.
Probably nowhere around here has it.
I guarantee only like California has it.
What the heck, California?
Because they have like beaches. And
why stuff. Do you have to have everything in excess? Sorry. California.
Oh, my God.
I do want to go to Napa.
Is that the wine place? I only know of that because of Parent Trap. Because isn't that where they live? Napa?
You betcha.
I only know it because of that amazing movie.
I just watched Parent Trap the other day.
It upsets me to this day. And I'll tell you all.
Here we go.
Lindsay Lohan did not receive more praise for that movie.
She should have.
She should have won an Oscar.
100%. Like, at least have been nominated.
There's
two roles.
Two roles. One of them being foreign.
Hallie.
And Annie.
Correct.
She did an accent. She cut her hair. She pierced her ears. She went. She did like method acting. If we're really thinking about it.
Can I just bring up the elephant in the room?
I didn't realize there was one, but all right.
Why would two parents, when they split up.
Let's talk about this.
Take the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Twin identical sisters across the sea.
Transatlantic divorce.
Away from each other. And you'd be like, you know what? This one's mine.
And
this one's
what
mine.
What type of... I mean, dads Alexia. Are stupid. But mom, what type... You're like, you know what? It's... I got a 2-for-1. Like, I'm good with one for the rest of forever. I don't need to see my other daughter.
No.
Not let alone the emotional toll that would take on a sibling. What the fuck is wrong... For, sorry.
Meg.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you that you were like, I don't need to ever see my daughter ever again?
Also, the girls took it pretty well.
They took it
they weren't
so
like,
well.
Mom and Dad, what the friggity frack?
And then their parents had the audacity to be mad at them.
Yeah, They were pissed.
I would have been like, are you kidding me? What a tumultuous like relationship too, because then they got back together. Do you know?
Sure did.
There's so much. There's a lot of layers to unpack there. A
lot of layers.
They're going to need a lot of help one day.
They're, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. And everyone would always like your sister because she'd be like the cute British one. Right. Like no one would ever want you. I mean, they would. They'd be like, wow, you're such a cute British, like polite.
Annie.
And they'd be like, you're just like a little weirdo.
Pip. Cheerio. Do you want some tea and biscuits?
Some peanut butter and Oreos.
Please, sir.
Not a great combo also, girls. I've tried it. I don't care for it when they dip their Oreos in peanut butter.
Oh, no. I'm on board.
No, yeah, I'm not on board.
No.
Two separate entities.
No, I'm on board.
Anyway, but I do feel strongly about that movie, about the
acting.
About the credits. Acting. Yeah, and the storyline. It's very disturbing. But the acting, and if someone had just kept her together, oh my God. Second role? You think I'm going to say Freaky Friday? I'm not. You know what I'm going to say? Get a clue. Disney Channel original movie starring Lindsay Lohan and Brenda Song, I believe.
Yeah, it was Brenda Song.
Amazing film.
And Alfalfa. Older Alfalfa.
Shut.
You don't remember that?
No. Wait, that's Alfalfa?
Yeah, I'm Googling it. Kid in it.
No, it's not.
Wait, I might be on the wrong movie.
If you are wrong about this, I'm on the wrong movie. Upset.
Wait, I think I might be mixed up.
I'm Googling. I'm just going to Google it because, sorry, everybody. Little rant here, but like this is really important stuff. Because I was listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of a DCOM extra.
Wait, can we pause for a minute? What do you think Little Rascals has on Rotten Tomatoes? Like childhood classic.
86%.
23%.
That is so incredibly wrong.
It is a legitimate classic film.
What is
film.
That movie I'm thinking of?
I am so angry right now. I'm so angry. Lindsay Lohan doesn't have an Oscar. Little Rascals has a bullshit rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Does anyone else want to give me some bad news?
What is the DCOM? It's like a...
Just Google the kid that plays Alfalfa. Here, I'll do it.
You're so freaking...
I'm on Little Rascals already because I'm just trying to figure out what went wrong.
Speaking... Sorry, excuse me. Did you know that Disney is going to be coming out with their own streaming service?
Yes, and they're taking everything off Netflix, which is ridiculous.
I'm very upset about it.
Also, PSA, Always Sunny is getting off Netflix at the beginning of December.
It's not right.
I just wanted everyone to know.
It's not right.
No, and I did hear that, though.
And
American Pie, that's the Book of Love. Get a clue! He isn't Get a Clue! Shut the F up!
Thank you.
Shut up.
Okay, I was really nervous that I was wrong.
I am...
Maybe that's not a DCOM.
My whole world's been flipped upside down. My whole world.
It was a DCOM.
He's the angsty boy.
I am
the black.
Genius. Holy smokes. Wow. But on this Disney streaming service, they are going to be coming out with television series for High School Musical.
Like starring the...
No.
Oh, then why would anyone watch it?
Can't be sure. Give me some Zac Efron.
They would get paid so much money if they did that.
They wouldn't do it, though.
Why? What else? What is their big projects going on right now? Charlie St. Cloud, Baywatch, Vanessa Hudgens, Coachella. Like, what else are they all doing?
Coachella.
Ashley Tisdale's the only successful one right now.
Zac Efron's in, like, movies and stuff, though.
He's famous for being hot and, like, in dumb
movies. I know,
but movies.
He's making money off of those movies.
But he could just make money off High School Musical TV series.
Correct. Vanessa Hudgens is actually a judge on So You Think You Can Dance.
That's the most interesting thing ever.
So my mom and I watch it, and she's definitely the Paula.
Does she dance? Like, why is she, how did she get that gig?
I think she knows, she's got some moves, but she definitely doesn't, she doesn't have like a background. Like, she's not Jenna Dewan Tatum.
How did you just say her name?
Isn't Dewan?
I always said Dewan.
I think it's Jenna Dewan Tatum.
We're going to get back to that.
Like, she...
Yeah, should be
she
a judge.
She'd be a great judge, but she was on J-Lo's dancing show, which I don't think did that well.
I didn't even know J-Lo had a dancing show.
She did. It was called The World of Dance.
Oh, they should bring her. They should kick Vanessa out and put Jenna Dewan.
Highly recommend it. Or...
You're welcome. Late night TV.
I don't know. Somebody with more dancing creds.
Yeah.
I think maybe that. They're trying to get a younger target market with Vanessa. But, like, No.
There can't be any good feedback from that, from her.
She's useful. Just, like I said, she's the polish. She's just like, oh, that was so good.
Probably a lot less drunk.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Yeah.
I do you feel like she drinks?
Vanessa?
Yeah.
No, I feel like she's like a water, a fancy water only kind of gal.
Like a sparkling.
Yeah. Like 100%. Or like puts like charcoal in it or something.
Charcoal? Is that a thing?
People do that, I think.
I don't like that.
I don't know. I could just be making this up.
We're on the 5-minute marker.
Wow. I feel like we really covered a lot of ground today.
This is all hard hitting stuff.
This is all stuff that I'm sure everyone's thinking. I'm sure everyone's going to hear my rant about technology and really.
You really had a mental breakdown.
I did. It's just like, do you ever think about it?
I don't. We're not getting back into it. We're not bringing it back up. Okay. You could call in for another 15 minutes and we can't. Did you just chip your tooth?
I don't know. I don't want to look.
Wait, like, no, you're okay.
Okay, good. It sounded like it.
I literally thought I saw a piece of tooth fly off.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
It's been a day, y'all. Everyone go watch a goat video. Hug your mom.
Hug your mom. Eat some Frosted Flakes.
Oh, I just got a new box. Is that what you were peeping?
I was peeping.
We have 9 boxes of cereal in this
5
house.
Boxes of Frosted Flakes.
We have 5 over there, 4 on the other side of the kitchen.
What in the morning?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you. So,
are you waiting?
I have morning cereal, I have night snack cereal, I have weekend cereal, and I have like, I've got a long day of being busy cereal.
Can I, which one's which?
Puffins are my everyday. Frosted mini wheats are when I have a long day ahead of me because they keep you full and focused. Frosted Flakes are the weekend cereal and Count Chocula is nighttime cereal.
Did you stock up on the Count?
Mm-hmm. Because you know, I have a really supportive fan base and I got a lot of boxes given to me.
You know,
you guys just love me so much.
Oh, God. Oh, we're going to go. I can't. Do you have a riddle?
I don't. Hold on, give me a hot sec. I'll pull one up. I was just really focused on other things.
Guys, while she pulls that up, if you have a chance, please go on to the podcast app and find our podcast, Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. I said podcast 5 times, but please rate it 5 stars if you think it's any good.
Rate it 5 stars even if you don't think it's good. Just
rate it. Leave us a comment. We definitely want to keep doing these and feedback is great. We know the sound is not good, but you know, it is what it is. Okay. But yeah, do that. We also have we're going to be on this app called Soundbite.
What?
So if you download that app, we will be having a series of bites, BYTS.
I'm going to do a haunted story through them.
So definitely check that out. It's a cool new app where you can just leave short little snippets of, you know, sound if you tell a story. But, you know, check that out.
We'll I'm going to tell a scary story on it.
She's going to tell a scary story on it. But do you have?
I'm going to make one up.
Okay. Also, you know, check us out on the Instagram, Stugram.
Graham. We'll be better, I promise.
We need to be better. We just need to be better in general as like people. And
just as people. just as people.
And podcasters and Instagrammers. Yeah. Meg, anything? I can keep talking.
Okay. Cute. Sorry. I'm just, it's
just
the,
for that
the
one.
Title of it is just for fun. What does an island and the letter T have in common?
One more time.
What does an island and the letter T have in common? This is kind of fun. I like this one.
Well, folks, think about that.
I'm going to take a picture or else I forget.
Take a picture. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. If you really feel strongly about any things we talked about this evening, let us know because we'll keep going.
Us.
You want to hear more about goats? Tell us. You think Lindsay Lohan deserves more praise? Let us know.
If you want to hear more about Shaquille O'Neal's children.
We got all the info on them.
I can tell you. But thanks, guys. We love you. Thanks for being our Frosted Flakes. And we'll
always
catch you on the flippity flip.
Peace.